This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Dollar Baby by Otome Richman on MBC Radio. Vukubangene Breakfast Show. It's the only way to start your day. Legal Insight, as you know, what every Wednesday is, especially second Wednesday, Sisuke Sinage, Legal Insight with Mlambo Attorneys. They're back there this morning, and namhlanje sikhuluma about Wills Week, which is something very important. Indaba yama will, nokuthi sisuke sikhuluma ngani when we speak of a will. I am joined by Usindi Siwe Chiliza as well as Otembela Matikizela. They are joining me right here on MUT Radio this morning. Good morning, colleagues. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm not sure if I can hear you, Cindy.
Good morning to you and good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're speaking of something very important this morning, Wills Week, which actually starts on the 15th to the 19th of September, 2025. Basically, when we speak of a will, before we even go to a Wills Week, when we speak of a will, Cindy, what exactly are we speaking about?
Oh, okay. A will is a document that one draft while they are still alive to say how they want their assets and everything to be distributed when they are no more.
Yes, Cindy. And the purpose of Wills Week now, what exactly is the purpose of recognizing this week?
Thank you so much. A purpose for this week is to promote access to justice and peace of mind by helping people ensure their assets are distributed according to their wishes after death. And National Wills Week, it educates the public on the risk associated with unregulated will drafting, while stationery stores, online services, and qualified consultants may offer inexpensive or convenient solutions that often result in wills that are vague, improperly witnessed, or invalid, placing loved one at risk. So attorneys offer the public more than legal paperwork. They provide trusted legal advice and the assurance that the client's final wishes are legally enforceable. A valid professionally drafted will ensure the individual's estate is distributed according to their intentions, and it reduces the likelihood of family disputes or litigation. It allows for the nomination of guardians for minor children, and it protects vulnerable dependents and also helps avoid delays in the administration of the estate when the person has left.
And maybe, Cindy, what services will participating firms like yourselves be offering on that week?
Okay. Participating firms, also banks, and the Mass of the High Courts will draft a basic will free of charge for members of the public who request it during Wills Week. And they need to be aware that Wills Week is only from the 15th to the 19th of September. Other than that, you're going to pay for it. The attorneys will explain the importance of having a valid, professionally drafted will, especially in light of the potential risk of dying interstate. If somebody dies interstate, is when somebody dies without a valid will or relying on unqualified individuals. And clients will be provided with a copy of their will upon completion. And firms may not insist on being appointed as executors in the wills they draft as part of this campaign. You can have your own executor. And attorneys are not expected to redraft existing wills or provide complex estate planning, for an example, trust formation or tax planning.
Wow. Maybe, OT, let me bring you in here about some statistics about wills and capital legacy.
Good morning, Awetum. Good morning to your listeners. So some stats about wills. These stats were revealed by Capital Legacy. So they revealed that in 2025, people ages between 39 and 45 are now the fastest growing group drafting wills, signaling a new wave of planners in their prime earning and caregiving years. and 29% of capital legacy client base are single mothers using wills to secure their futures and not just their incomes. And surprisingly, men have always overtaken women in the new wills that have been drafted in 2025, which is very different to last year's female-led trend. And then millennials or people aged between 19 to 44 represent 22% of the wills drafted in 2025. And this is going up from 18% in last year's rate, showing that estate planning is no longer something that people do late.
Mm. Are you still with us, Salty?
Yes.
Yes. And maybe if you can just highlight the importance of wills now, because I cannot express this enough, especially if you have assets and all that. How important is a will to someone as valuable to yen?
Okay, so a will is important because it ensures your estate is being handled accordingly or according to your preferences. It names guardians for minor children and it appoints an executor to manage the process. It minimizes the potential for family conflicts and unnecessary costs.
Yes. OT?
Can I please come in there? Because yes, she's currently at the airport.
Yes, no problem.
So yeah, a will, as she has already stated, it's a legal document where you state your wishes for how your property and assets should be distributed and who should care for your dependents after you die. And it is important because it ensures your estate is handled according to your preferences. You appoint an executor, somebody you trust that you're going to do things fairly, and it minimizes potential family conflicts and unnecessary costs and provide peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Mm. Without a will, your assets may be distributed according to state law, which might not align with how you would prefer things to be done.
Yes. And for someone like me who's not really familiar with how a will looks like, Cindy, maybe what can I expect to see in my will?
Okay. Your will should have your full names, your ID number, and if you are married, it should have your marriage type, whether you married in creditor property or out of creditor property with or without accrual. It will have your revocation of previous wills. It will have an executor, a person you've appointed to take care of your estate and your heirs and legacies. It will have a clause of a creation of a trust. It will have security, payment to beneficiaries, how a dispute may be resolved should one arises, and vesting of inheritance free of community and accrual, like I've mentioned, depending on the marriage regime, and gender and number. It will also have your collation and burial wishes, where you want to be buried and how you want your funeral to be conducted and the likes.
Mm. Wow, such a very important information that we need to have as Abantu. Maybe just one last question before I let you go, Cindy. So is Mlambo Attorneys participating in Wills Week this year?
Yes, we definitely do.
Mm. So we can really go approach you and try to draft those wills, as you were saying earlier on.
Yes, you actually can. I'm an associate at Mlambo and Associate, and I am based in Durban, fortunately.
Wow.
I'm reachable at our offices in Cape Town and in Johannesburg, but I am in the Durban branch. So I'm very much reachable if somebody is interested. And our number is 010-502-0626. Or they can send an email at info@mlambolegal.co.za, and they can visit our website at www.mlambolegal.co.za.
So for my people in Durban, Cindy has got you covered here. Wills Week. Esho Guti, she is in Durban. Now, thank you so much, Cindy, for joining us. And also thank you so much to OT. I know it was beyond her control with us, but thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Awetu.
Siyabonga kakhulu. That was Jocindy Celiza joining us on MUT Radio, as well as OT Othembela Madikizela with introducing the first batch of Wolves Week. So we are going with the second one probably next week or the week after with a legal insight with them, Lambo Atenez. For now, though, let's go back to the music. Otherwise, welcome on the show. Vukubangene Breakfast Show. It's the only way to start your day.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.